We continue seven lines up from the bottom on Dav Yud Ches Omer Aleph. We just finished the story of the backstory of Rabbi Chanan ben Tradion's death, as well as Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma's death, and the death of his Rabbi Chanan ben Tradion's wife and daughter. But now there's another daughter who we're going to be introduced to now, one of the more famous daughters of Rabbi Chanan ben Tradion, Bruria. Devisu de Rabbi Meir, Barte de Rabbi Chanan ben Tradion. Rabbi Chanan ben Tradion had a very distinguished family. One of his daughters was in the Kobo Shel Zonos, and the other daughter was Bruria, who happened to be Rabbi Meir's wife. He said as follows, Amrlo, Zila be Milsa de Yasva Achse be Kobo Shel Zonos. It's embarrassing. It's a disgrace to me that my sister is sitting in a brothel. Shall chuckle ticker the dinery says this is what she said to Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir took some money, va'azel, and he went. Rabbi Meir was going to try to redeem her and save her from the brothel. Amar, ilo isaved be yisura, misaved nisa, iavde yisura, lo isaved be nisa. He said, if she hasn't done anything inappropriate yet, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will allow me to create this miracle and I'll be able to save her. If she has done an isur, then that's it. What's done is done. I won't be able to save her. Azal nakat nafshe kechad parsha. He dressed up and he would disguise himself like any other person at the brothel. Amar la hashmi'ini li. He said to her, meaning to Rabbi Chanan, to Bruria's sister, to his sister-in-law. Meaning, listen to me, I want to purchase your time. I want to have relations with you. Amrele Dashtana Ana. He said, no. She said to him, Amanita, Amrela Misrachna Mersach. So fine, I'll wait till you're finished bleeding. Amrelo Nefishin Tuva. No, it's going to take a long time. Or furthermore, I'm sorry, Nefishin Tuva, Dishapiri Minoy, not it's going to take a long time. She said, no, there are more beautiful women than I. Why are you bothering me specifically? Amar, based on that, Rabbi Meir said, Shma Mina Lo Avda Yisura. Clearly, she hasn't done any Isra yet. Otherwise, she would have been more willing to be with him. So at that point, Amra Le, called Asi Amr Lehachi. He found out that any man that came up to her, she would say the following thing, and she would push them off. So Azul Gabi Shomer Dida. So Rabbi Meir went to her Shomer, her guard. Amr Le, Hava Nihale. Give me this woman. I want to redeem her. I can't do this because the king told me I can't. I have to guard and protect her. Amrle, shakal tirkava didinri, take this money I have, this bag of money, and you'll be fine. I'll give you this as a bribe. Palga palach, upalga lavi lecha, and then half of it you can give to the office, your superiors, when they tell you that you did something wrong, so you can pay them off, and the other half you can keep for yourself. Amrle, vechishalmi, my Iavid. But when I finish giving him some money, and then there are more people who are asking questions and they want money, well then what do I do? I'm going to be stuck. I don't have enough money to take care of, to pay off everyone off. Amrle, he said to him, this is what you should do. Ema Elokha Demeir Aneni, that the God of Meir should answer me. Umita tell us, and I can assure you, you will be saved. Amar le, umi yemar dahachi. So who says I'm going to be answered? Amar le, hashta chazis. You'll see. Don't worry. Habu hano kalbe. There were just some dogs. Habu ka'achli inchi that were eating humans. They're vicious dogs. Shakal kala shadabuhu. They took some dirt and tried to throw them at the dogs so that they would be spared. However, Habukasi Lamechle, they came to eat the humans. Amar, so that this person said, this guard said, Elaha Demir Aneni, the god of Meir should save me or should answer me, Shafkua. And they left him alone. So based on that story, what did the guard do? Fiyahavale, he decided to give his sister-in-law to Rabbi Meir. Lasof, Ishtama Milsa Beimalka. Eventually, the king's court heard that this woman was freed, Asua. So they brought the guardsmen to trial. Askal is Kifa. They went to hang him for his negligence. Amar, he said, Ela de Meirani, the god of Meir should answer me. Achse, they brought him down from the gallows. So you see that he was saved. Just those three words. Amrule, Maihai, they said to him, what do you mean? All of a sudden you said these three words and you were saved? Boy, what's the deal? Amr Lahu, Hachi Avamaisa, they told him the story about Rabbi Meir, how he said, just say these three words and you'll be saved. So they all were very intrigued. And they got angry. So Asu Chakaku Ludemuse de Rameir Apischa de Romi. They put Rabbi Meir's picture, his face, all over Rome. Well, here it says the front of the entrance to Rome. He was on Rome's most wanted list. Amri Kolde Chazile Partsufa Hadain Lese. They said, anyone who sees this face, bring him to us. Yomachara Chazu. One day he was seen walking the streets of Rome. Rehat Abasre. They started running after him. Rat Mikamayu, so he started running away. And where do you think Rabbi Meir went to? You think he went to the Beis Medrash? No, he tried to make a diversion. All the Beizonos, he went to the brothel. Igita Amri, those that say Bishule Ovde Kachavim Chaza Tamash Paha Masak Paha. Some say what he did was that he saw Bishule of Tukachavim, something which was cooked by Avodah Zarah, was served as Avodah Zarah. And what he did was he took his finger, and one finger he dipped into the food, which would almost like mimic like he was partaking of the Avodah Zarah. But then he licked his other finger so that they wouldn't figure it out. But it made them perceive that he was serving idols. Ikad Amri Asa Eliyo Idmi Lukizona. Others say that Elio came and dressed up as a harlot, Karachte, and started hugging him. Amri Chas V'Shalom, he said, "I Rabbi Meir have Elohav Avirachi." Right? They said, "Oh, this can't be Rabbi Meir because look, either he's doing Avodah Zarah or he's embracing a prostitute." So what did they do? Come Arak, Asal the. So they went away. Come Arak, Rabbi Meir then had a chance to run. So Rabbi Meir got up and ran away. Also the Bavel, he came back to Babylonia, which again, now is the first time we're hearing that Rabbi Meir was hanging out in Rome. But anyhow, he came back to Iraq, to Bavel. Igad Amri Mihai Maisa. Some say it was because of this story. That's how he ran back, because he was afraid for his life. Igad Amri, those that say no, the reason why he actually ran back to Bavel was not because of this story, it was because Maisa de Bria, the story of Bria. What Maisa of Bria are we talking about? This is the story where Bria just asks Rabbi Meir to save him, to save his sister, her sister-in-law, or her sister. So rather, the Maisa of Bria, Rashi says, is a story in Kiddushin, where Bria said, was very upset about this rabbinic statement, Nashem Daitim Kalim, and what Rabbi Meir said to her was that one day you're going to be punished as a result, and eventually she was punished, but because she was seduced by a man, proving Rabbi Meir's point, not to get into right now. And Bria, as a result, committed suicide. She was so saddened by all the actions of her husband and the fact that she was seduced successfully. And as a result, because of the embarrassment, Rabbi Meir ran away.